It's Daniel and the Lions. This is the story of a man called Daniel, who loved and obeyed God. He was a Jew, and he lived in the city of Babylon. He worked for the king of Babylon, who liked him because he was so wise. Daniel's best friend in all of the world was God. Each day, he would pray to him. He prayed in the morning when he first got out of bed and asked God to be with him and help him to work hard, be wise, and do what God wanted. Daniel prayed again in the afternoon and told God all about the things that had happened in the morning. God talked to Daniel and made him feel very happy and loved. Daniel prayed again in the evening, and he thanked God for his food, his job, his friends, and for helping him through the day. Daniel was very happy, but there were some men in the palace who didn't like him. They were jealous because he was the king's favourite worker. These men hated Daniel and wanted to get him into trouble. Now, the king made rules that everybody had to obey. If anyone disobeyed the king's rules, something very bad could happen to them. One day, the men who hated Daniel thought of a way to get him into trouble. They went to see the king and told him about a new rule that he could make. And every person in Babylon must only pray to the king and not to anyone else, or they would be thrown to the lions. The king loved the new rule, and he ordered it to be read out to everyone who lived in Babylon. When Daniel heard about the new rule, it made him very sad. He liked the king and wanted to obey him, but Daniel knew that God must be obeyed before any other person. Daniel would keep praying to God. One day, while Daniel was in his house, the men who hated him peeped into his windows, and they saw him praying to God. They began to laugh. "Ha, he has broken the king's new rule. Now he'll be in trouble." At once, the men went and told the king all about Daniel and how he had broken the new rule. The king was really sad because he really liked Daniel, but there was nothing he could do, and in the evening, he sent his soldiers to arrest him. The king could not break his new rule, and he had to throw Daniel into the lion's den. As Daniel fell down into the dark den of lions, the king shouted, "Daniel, may your God save you." When Daniel landed in the lion's den, he was very frightened. The lions had big, sharp teeth, and they began to walk towards him. At once, Daniel began to pray to God, asking him for help. God heard Daniel's prayer and sent a great angel into the den. He shut the mouths of the lions so that they could not hurt Daniel, and Daniel was safe. The next morning, the king ordered Daniel to be brought out of the den. When he came out safe and sound, the king was very happy and said, "The God of Daniel is the true and living God, and he keeps people safe. He is very powerful and great."
Everybody,
morning.
I need some help, actually. So what we're going to do, when we talk about the king, we're going to do this. Can you do that?
Yep.
Yeah? When we talk about the lions, we're going to go, "Ah!" We talk about praying, we're going to do this, or prayer. And when we talk about God, because God lives in our hearts when we know him, we're going to do this, because he's in our hearts. Yeah. So we're talking about Daniel, and Daniel had to make a very big decision. He was a well-respected member of staff working for the king. But people were jealous of him, the other workers, because he lived well. And when we live well, sometimes people are jealous of us. And so they wanted to trick Daniel. And so they made a new rule that Daniel wasn't allowed to pray to his God, but he only could pray to the king. So Daniel had a big decision to make. He had a problem. And the problem was, does he keep praying to God as he used to do? Or does he pray to the king? If he prayed to God, then he risked his life that he might be thrown into the lions. If he prayed to the king, then he might lose favour with God and he wouldn't thank you, Ron, favour with God, and he might not have the wisdom that he'd got when he prayed. But what I noticed in that passage was that Daniel didn't seem to have a problem. He didn't seem to hesitate to know what the right answer was. And I suggest there's possibly lots of reasons why Daniel didn't hesitate. And one was that he had a really good habit. And his habit was that three times a day he prayed to God. And so he had this habit that he went to God and he said thank you to God for all the things that he'd done for him. He'd prayed to God when he had a problem, and he prayed to God to ask for wisdom in his job, and God had given him wisdom. So Daniel had a good relationship with God, and he had a good habit. And the other thing Daniel had was he had some good friends. He had three friends called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they also had a problem earlier, and they had been thrown into the fiery furnace because they had trusted God. And God had rescued them. So Daniel knew that God was worth honouring. So I think that that made Daniel's decision easier, because he was in the habit of praying and he had good friends who also knew God, who he could get advice from, and he had seen that God was worthy of being trusted. So the question for us today is, are we going to develop good habits so that when difficult decisions come and difficult problems come, we can trust God? And are we going to have and develop good friendships with other Christians, other people who know God, other people who are wise, so that they can give us counsel? So are we going to pray to God and trust God?